Throwing down the gauntlet and running the gauntlet involve two different gauntlets.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller. And here with us now is our language guru, University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Good morning, Rena.
I often see the word gantlet used instead of gauntlet, which brings out the Miss Snooty Pants in me. And apparently, I'm not the only one.
You're not. This came up with a New Yorker cartoon. There was a New Yorker cartoon that had two parents at the top of the stairs of a high school or an elementary school, and they're looking down the stairs at the other parents, and one says to the other, "It's your turn. I've run out of pleasantries for the gauntlet." The cartoon spelled it G-A-U-N-T-L-E-T, and one of the readers of the New Yorker wrote in to complain and said, "You spelled it wrong." Bob Mankoff, the editor of the cartoons, did a little piece for the New Yorker explaining that at this point, both spellings, with a U and without a U, are standard. And in fact, the spelling with a U is more common, and said, for the cartoons, we're going with common usage.
Okay, let's talk about the difference of how it used to be. Gauntlet is?
Well, it turns out that there are two different kinds of gauntlets, and I had not realized this. So you have the gauntlet that we're talking about in that cartoon, which is a difficult passage that you have to get through, or a difficult experience. Now, this one comes from Swedish, and it comes from a Swedish compound of gata, which means lane, and lop, which means course, so sort of the course you have to go through. This comes into English in the 17th century as gantlope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where gauntlet comes from. And in the OED, it is still in the OED as gantlope. So when I looked up gauntlet, I couldn't find it. It gets confused with the word gauntlet, meaning the glove, and gets respelled. So the person who wrote into the New Yorker, while we can argue about whether there's a U or not in gauntlet, that actually isn't what the original word was.
Well, what about the glove? Isn't that G-A-N-T-L-E-T?
The glove is spelled both ways, just to make sure things are confusing. And it refers to that medieval glove that was often worn with armor. Often it was leather. And you could throw down the gauntlet or take up the gauntlet as a way of taking on a challenge or accepting a challenge. This comes into English in the 15th century. Even in the earliest spellings, it is spelled with a U as well as without a U.
So the gauntlet runs the gamut, is what you're saying.
It does.
Right. You know, something else I've come across recently is the difference between predominate and predominant. And I get the old red pen out for that one. What's the story with that?
The story is it's more complicated than we thought it might be.
Of course it is.
That I thought maybe this was just a recent confusion between the adjective predominant and the verb predominate. But it's not recent. Predominant, the adjective A-N-T at the end, comes into English in the 16th century to mean something that is supreme, has prevailing influence. The verb predominate goes back to Latin, comes in also in the 16th century to exert control or to prevail. But what I wasn't expecting is that also in the 16th century, predominate, ending in A-T-E, is used as an adjective synonymous with predominant.
Well, I guess it would be fair to say that our listeners are predominantly brilliant. Is that right?
It is absolutely right.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.